Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. Las Cruces police say a man riding a bicycle was hospitalized after being shot and wounded by an officer after an unsuccessful traffic stop and pursuit that included a second officer. The police department's account of the Friday night incident didn't say what circumstance might have prompted the officer to shoot the 29-year-old man, but said an apparent handgun was found at the scene near the man's bicycle. Police also say that the incident is under investigation by a multi-agency task force and that the officer who fired his gun will be placed on administrative leave. No identities were released. New Mexico health officials hope unwanted pregnancies can be reduced by allowing pharmacists to provide birth control prescriptions. Ross Brown reports.
The New Mexico Board of Pharmacy approved the new rule last year requiring 9 hours of training for pharmacists who want to provide the service. Lauren Thaxton with the University of New Mexico was one of the physicians who worked on developing the training and protocol. She says many women in New Mexico often have to travel long distances to get medical care.
We're a very rural state. In addition, we have a huge physician shortage in the state. And so I think this totally fits in with trying to meet the need of patients in the best, safest way possible.
Once training is complete, New Mexico will join California, Colorado, and Oregon as states that allow pharmacists to prescribe oral contraceptives. I'm Roz Brown.
For decades, hospitals across America have welcomed patients from overseas. For those hospitals, medical tourists are a quiet but reliable revenue stream to the tune of $9 billion every year. Now, Tucson and other cities in the Southwest want to diversify their economies with inbound medical tourism. Here's Fronteras reporter Jorge Valencia.
Okay, here we are at the therapy center.
We're here with Margarita Arti, a college professor, for her physical therapy.
I take it like two or three times a week.
Arti is 65, and she lives here in Ciudad Obregón, a scorching desert town about 300 miles south of the border. She comes for her physical therapy here per the instructions of her doctor in Arizona.
Why? Because Dr. Hulbert sent me from Banner Health from Tucson, Arizona.
In just a minute, we'll get to Dr. Hulbert and the $9 billion reason many American hospitals want to attract patients like Arti. But while we're here, Arti lays down on a therapy table, facing inside a donut-shaped pillow. The therapist tapes electrical stimulators on Arti's skin.
You feel like something is itching, biting, like electricity?
All of this to treat pain from a pinched nerve.
Have you had that pain before?
Thankfully, no.
Okay, thankfully, that's good. It's the hardest pain I have ever had, not even giving birth.
Arti also gets a massage, which is to say that...
so relaxing.
Arti likes the treatment her doctor ordered.
Yes, I'm very glad. Thank you, Dr. Hulbert.
Yes, hello.
This is Dr. John Hulbert at Banner University Medical Center in Tucson.
And I'm a neurosurgeon who specializes in spinal neurosurgery.
Hulbert saw Arti in January when Arti traveled from Ciudad Obregón for treatment in Tucson.
Well, the diagnosis in this case is a left C6 reticulopathy, which...
Which, in layman's terms, reticulopathy means an irritated spinal nerve. It started with a crash Arti was in 30 years ago and means lots of pain on her back and left arm, limiting
strength to the elbow and some sensation to the thumb and index finger.
Arti's local doctors had told her she would need surgery. It was high risk, and her health insurance covered treatment internationally. So she traveled to Tucson, a city relatively close to her home with ostensibly better technology. After the consult, Arti opted for what Hulbert calls conservative rather than surgical treatment.
Our job here is not to operate on everybody that comes through the door, but to help them make a decision that works best for them.
The city of Tucson, Pima County, and four local hospitals want more patients from Mexico who will pay in cash or with international insurance. They invested $250,000 over the past year for concierge services for medical tourists and to take doctors from northern Mexico to meet counterparts in Tucson, says Felipe Garcia of Visit Tucson.
What will happen is that then you start getting more and more referrals because people trust you. And we want to build that trust with people in Mexico.
Well, it's a start.
Joe Widman is the author of the book Patients Without Borders. He's also a consultant for healthcare companies.
They tell me it costs up to $1 million. Per culture. So for in other words, if they wanted to go after the Chinese market, it would cost them close to $1 million.
Woodman says medical tourism to the U.S. represents $9 billion per year. Garcia says the Tucson Health Association is making a long-term investment. Cities such as San Diego and Las Vegas have already made similar efforts. For Arti and Dr. Herbert, the experience is so far so good.
Margarita is a lovely woman. Please say hello to her.
Margarita Arti says Herbert gave her confidence other doctors didn't.
I don't know. He was like this good vibe, you know. He's very relaxed. He even told me thank you for coming and see me.
They both say they're looking forward to their follow-up appointment, which is next January. In Ciudad Obregón, I'm Jorge Valencia.